The New South Wales Police Commissioner has apologised to the families of three Aboriginal children who were murdered 26 years ago. Andrew Scipione has been to Bowraville, a town of fewer than 2,000 people, to say sorry for the way the cases were handled. The three children were murdered within 5 months of each other. The families of the victims say they faced racism and prejudice during the investigation and were told that their children had probably gone walkabout. Commissioner Scipione spoke to Brooke Boney.
Commissioner, what's prompted you to say sorry now to the families?
Well, I think it's only the right thing to do. The reason we're here today is to make sure that we're working with the community that matters so much to us. At the end of the day, what I said was that we should have done more as a police force in terms of working with the families in the very early stages of that investigation. We let them down. And we understand that that's caused them enormous grief. And so it's only right that I'm here today to simply say we're sorry we let you down in that circumstance. And, we look forward to justice being done. And certainly with Gary Jubelin and his team, they've worked tirelessly. You know, Jubelin's been on this for 20 years.
Why has it taken 20 years for the police commission to come back out here?
Well, a police commissioner was here in 1996. I'm the first that's come out here. Those that have gone before me, I don't know, but I'm here because it's the right thing to do. But I've always been guided by the right timing. And so the recent announcement, the decision made by government, by the attorney, to which she is to be commended, I believe, set, if you like, the timing for me, and it was appropriate that we come and do this prior to this going any further. So the advice I received from those that are closest to this investigation confirmed to me that now is the time.
Do you understand the concerns that some people have around the relationship between police and Indigenous communities, and how would you like to see that change go forward?
Well, look, we all have concerns around relations and particularly around different community groups. We worked very hard, and we continue to work very hard, particularly with our Indigenous communities. You know, I've made it a goal of my force to recruit as many Indigenous folks into the ranks of the police force through programs like iProud. We work tomorrow. I'll be meeting with the Police Aboriginal Strategic Advisory Committee. There actually, a number of them are here today, where I sit and I listen. We'll spend the day tomorrow having them take me through the really important issues to communities. When I start seeing that, when I start realising that, there is a new way of doing things. I don't think we should be captured by what happened in the past, and we shouldn't let that dictate the future. I think it's a really bright day in New South Wales, particularly for that ongoing relationship with Indigenous communities, if we can bring more Indigenous police into the force. And I know that in my discussions, even with the local police here today, they tell me, the ACLO tells me, that things are probably as good as they've ever been. Well, that shouldn't be good enough. We should continue to build on that, and we will.
The New South Wales Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione speaking to Brooke Boney.